إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, on the subject of choosing or selecting a murabbi, we come to the next step, which is to see whether he understands your world and knows it. Now, this does not mean that if you are an engineer, the murabbi has to be an engineer, or if you are an IT specialist, that he has to know how to write code. But does he understand your world at all? Because in many cases you find that sometimes you get advice which is actually not implementable in your context. Now, also, having said that, I must put a caveat, because there are people who use that as a loophole. They don't want to apply, so they say this cannot be applied in my context. And if you actually analyze it, there is no such thing. So I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that genuinely and really, does the person know your world? So does he have enough knowledge of current events? Does he have the ability to analyze them? Does he understand your context of challenges in your life? That is important. It's also important in this context to be clear about what is the guidance you are looking for, because not everybody can give guidance on everything. And sometimes you find people, they will, on a business issue, they will say, I spoke to my sheikh and he said not to do this. Now we said, does your sheikh understand business? Does he know, no disrespect meant, but you won't go to an architect if you have a pain in your head. So it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with the architect. It means he went to the wrong place. He's not the expert in that area, so why do you go there? So it's important to also be sure in your mind about the person and about whether that person knows your world. There's a famous thing known about Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that if somebody wanted to come and become a student, then he had a rule that the person had to write 40 letters to him. So with each letter, of course, he would reply. So it's 40 letters. And based on the outcome of those 40 letters, he would accept or not accept the person as a student. Among many things which he obviously was looking for, one of them was this issue of, what you would call compatibility. Whether tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about that. But that issue of compatibility is very important. Does your chemistry match? Are you in the same world, or you are on one planet and the murabbi is on some other planet? So that doesn't happen. So it must be very clear in that sense. Interestingly, this does not have to do with nationality or with language or nothing. I mean, obviously some language commonality has to be there, otherwise you won't understand what he's saying. But other than that, this has more to do with a person-to-person connection and relation, and with a genuine understanding of, does this person know my world? And as I told you, you have to understand, the person doesn't have to be a content expert, doesn't have to be a specific expert in your area, but overall understanding of, what today's world is. And sometimes you find I'm saying this because in many cases we find that there is a big disconnect between the murabbin and the people who go to them, because many of the people who are experts in a scholarly way have very little understanding of what is happening in today's world, and that is not useful in terms of advising. So therefore it's important also to check on that basis. So we have been through several of the points. We come to the final one, which is finally, once you have arrived at all of these, once you have passed all these tests, And the final one is to ask yourself, are you willing to listen? Are you willing to obey? Because it's no good going to a mentor and then arguing with him and not listening to him, and he tells you do something and you do half of it, or you don't do that, you do something else, because then you will not benefit. It's as simple as that. End of the day, the mentor is in the role of a diagnostician. He is in the role of a physician. So he can give you, he can diagnose what you need, and he can give you that medicine. But obviously, you are the one who has the illness. So you have to eat the medicine. The mentor can't eat it for you. Even if he eats it for you, it doesn't work, because you have the illness. So if you have been given a task to do, then it is up to you to do it. And that is the reason why it's important to make up your mind and tell yourself and be very clear that I am going to obey what I am told to do. This is one of the biggest problems that happens with mentors. And we find people, they go from one place to another, nobody helps them. And it's not that people didn't want, they wanted to help, but this person is not willing to listen. So people go with preconceived ideas. They go there to hear certain things. And then they ask, what is your advice? But actually you don't want, you're not interested in the advice. You are interested in listening to certain things. So sometimes when people come to me, people like that, I know who they are. So when they come to me and say, what is your advice? So I tell them, why don't you write down what you want to hear from me, and I will read it back to you. So you also go home happy, I also go home happy. Because no point, there's no sense in me advising you, because you are not going to listen. And you don't want to hear that. So then you will argue with me. I don't want to argue with you. It's not my interest, it's your interest. So why should I get into this? I'm not interested. So that's why it's very important to be clear in your mind. If you go to somebody, then you go and listen. Because some medicine is bitter, some medicine is painful to accept. And usually that is the medicine for the worst of your problems. If you want always a sugar-coated pill, it doesn't work. So be very clear in your mind. If you don't think your chemistry matches, if you don't think that you can listen to what this mentor is going to tell you, then don't waste your time, don't waste his time, don't go to him. Go find whoever you can find. If it works for you, good for you. If it doesn't work for you, it's your life. But don't waste your own time and the time of the mentor by arguing and, there's nothing wrong in clarifying doubts, and I'm not against that. But there's a difference between clarifying a doubt and arguing. And that argumentation is useless. Also, another thing which people do is when the mentor tells them something, they will say, no, but I went to so-and-so, he told me this. So you should have listened to that. Why did you come here? I mean, simple as that. If somebody told you something, you liked it, you should have listened to that. Why do you come with to someone and bring an opinion from somewhere else and so-and-so told me this? So-and-so told you that, you didn't listen to that. Now you went to a second person. Now he tells you something, you don't listen to that, you go to a third person. And third person, you will now give two opinions. So who are you fooling? This is all rubbish. So be very clear in your mind. You are the one with the illness. You are the one who is suffering. If you don't cure your illness, spiritual illnesses will go with you in your qabr. And they will create problems for you in the qabr. So don't play games with them. You want them to be cured, find the right mentor. Listen to what he has to say. Don't argue with him. Because if you argue with him, you can't win that argument, because he will be silent. Then you still have your illness. It's not his illness. So arguing with him doesn't serve any purpose. So make sure that he knows your world, and make sure that you are going to listen to him. Then the relationship begins, when the mentor accepts your studentship. And then what he tells you, you do without question. So the obedience there is not obedience, blind obedience. Before you came to that point, you have satisfied yourself on all of these counts. So now when you listen to the person, it's obedience with knowledge. It's not blind obedience. It's not, blind taqlid or whatever is being told. That obedience you have to do. Unless you do that, you cannot succeed in that enterprise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to find the right people and to benefit from them and to make that a source of our own benefit for our own akhirah and theirs. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.